coming to you from New York City. Bringing the video podcast for global Filipinos around the world. Watch and listen as we speak and get to know different celebrities, icons, influencers, and inspiring people. Join Jesse Ding and Jay Cass as they talk about anything and everything while bridging the gap between Filipinos of different generations and genres of choice. This is Over a Glass or Two.
Yan naman. Sana hindi na masira yung ano, yung voice, the audio ko this time, no?
Ano po. Kasi ayan, hindi na. Ito parang ano eh, club ready all the time.
Correct, ayan. Kumusta po kayong lahat? Kumusta ka, J-Cast?
Kumusta rin, my dear? Oh my God, diba? Kakaupo ko lang dito sa chair ko.
I know, no? Galing kang dinner.
Galing po ako sa Dumbo, Brooklyn. Birthday po ng kaibigan namin at friend ko po na matagal ko na hindi nakikita. Pre-pandemic pa. Yes, si Kim
Z. Oh my God, wow. So, galing Dumbo, no? Ako naman is from New Jersey. So, kumusta po kayong lahat? My God, it's been a while, no? Parang feeling ko parang 3 weeks, pero last week lang pala tayo, di ba, nag-podcast. My God, na-miss po namin kayong lahat. Yan, ano yung lagi ko sinasabi? Nakalimutan ko na kasi yun yung favorite ko eh. Kumusta po kayong lahat sa mahal na mahal naming Pilipinas at sa aming dearest USA? Good morning po sa lahat ng mga nanonood sa The Filipino Channel, FYE Channel, and Kumu, Facebook and YouTube. J-Cast, ikaw naman. Go!
Yes, from Brooklyn, good morning po sa lahat ng mga Filipinos and non-Filipinos in different time zones, in different dimensions, in different continents, in different galaxies, in this whole wide universe.
Verse! Nabis ka na yung mga silbong verse.
Diba? Kasi laki ng universe ang aking past.
I know.
Puro, ano yan, kain at mga cocktails po yan.
Ayan, mga cocktails. Ayan. Tapos bukas ulit, repeat na naman.
Oh my gosh.
Ayan, my God. Kasi dito po sa US, naku, ngayon malamig-lamig pa din. So, alam mo naman, medyo boring pag medyo malamig. So, indoors madalas, ba? Diba? So, malapit na rin uminit eh. Naku, maraming salamat, Lord, at malapit na uminit. Gagala na po ang mga taga New York at New Jersey sa labas. Ayan. Excited na ba kayo? My God, excited na kami. Ay, ang aming special guest idol to. Sobra, naalala mo, J-Cast, yung ano, Ryan, ano yun?
Ryan Musikahan.
Yeah.
We are not worthy this morning.
We are not worthy, my God. Maraming salamat, Annie, Miss Annie. Oh my God,
Annie Chintos of the company.
Maraming salamat for introducing Mr. Ryan, kayo, if you have to ask. Yan. So ito po, syempre excited na ang lahat, no? Tama na yung mga chikahan namin. I-introduce ko na po ang ating special guest for this morning. Ayan, our esteemed guest for this morning is a Filipino musician, composer, and conductor. Regarded as one of the pillars and icons of original Filipino music, he was also named as the National Artist of the Philippines for Music in 2018. Ay, talagang we are not worthy. Grabe. He has forever engraved these songs in our hearts. Lahat to, favorite po namin. Kay ganda ng ating musika, araw-gabi, kumukuti-kutitap, tuwing umuulan at kapiling ka, maala-ala mo kaya, Can This Be Love? My God, ano yan, iconic song yan, no? And many more. Today, let's find out what is he busy with nowadays and also on how he rose to the top as one of the best Philippine musical directors. Guys, please welcome the one and only Maestro Ryan Cayabyab. Woohoo! Hello,
Hi, kumusta, Jesse? J-Cast.
Napaka-hyper ba namin sa umaga? Masyadong umaga dyan. Tapos hyper kami dito ngayon. Kumusta po?
Mabuti. Gabi pala dyan, tapos yes. Umaga dito.
I know, like, no?
I was wondering why you were saying, ano yung sinasabi nila? More night?
More night.
More night.
Oh, kasi iikot sa buong mundo, so tatamaan lahat po ng time zones.
Ng time zones, correct.
Uh-huh. Ayun, speaking of time zone, Mr. C, would you like to say good morning to everyone sa ating mga TFC subscribers, I Want TFC, and Jeepney TV?
Oh, good morning to I Want TV, Jeepney TV, and TFC. Tama ba?
The, yes, Filipino, the Filipino channel. Yes, I Want TFC. Yes.
Oh my God. Alam, kinakabahan kami. Kasi Ryan Kayabyab. Tapos ako, oh my God. Idol. Kaya nung, when Annie was like, Jesse, sige, Ryan Kayabyab said yes. I was like, are you kidding me?
Sabi ko nga, nakita ko, sabi ko, is this for real? Umuo siya.
Maraming salamat po talaga for saying yes, you know, like na ma-interview namin kayo sa show namin. Yan, my God. Teka, kumusta na? Teka, bago pala tayo mag-umpisa, may iniinom ba kayo? Para naman i-welcome ka namin. Kahit tubig meron. Kung wala kami na lang mag yes?
Sabihin ko wala, pero yeah, hindi ako naka hindi ako nakakuha ng baso.
Ng baso. It's okay, it's okay.
Okay lang.
Kami na lang ang mag
we will cheers
to toast for you. Yes. Usually sure. What do you usually do in the morning? Like first thing in the morning, do you drink coffee or tea or juice?
Water. Water is very important in the morning.
Oh. Akala ko sasabihin niyo actually, Bellini or Mimosa. Just kidding.
Aga. I'm sure aga, hindi, sa umaga, hindi ka makukulit na katulad natin ang gusto niya makita. Ano ka ba?
Oo nga, correct.
So this is a rare moment.
Exactly, exactly. O sige, we will toast for you na lang ha, and we have to welcome you. Ayan. Sa sambayan ng Pilipinas po at sa aming dearest USA. Guys, that's all welcome. Ang pinakakaabangan niyo pong lahat. My Sir Ryan Kayabyab, welcome to Over a Glass or Two.
Ayan.
Cheers!
Cheers po sa inyong lahat.
Ayan, cheers po.
Mabuhay.
Mabuhay. Ayan. O sige. Oh, let's take
a
photo.
Tayo.
Tapos,
picture
ayan na.
Po.
Tapos, umpisa ng kwentuhan. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Ayan. Alam mo, sir.
Ayan na. Ayan na yung mga fans ni Mr.
Ayan.
C.
Ayan. My God.
Nadadagsaan na sila.
Papsi Maris Panlilio. Angelita Cepilio. Hello. Kumusta kayong lahat? Yes. Hope you will enjoy the show. At marami kayong matututunan. And hopefully, I'm sure maraming mai-impart na ko si Mr. C sa ating lahat, right? So,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sir, kwento nga, teka. Alam mo, sa totoo lang, hindi namin alam kung saan kami mag-uumpisa. Sa dami mong iconic ka na kasi. Parang, actually, kasi all your songs are all our favorite, right? Yung iba, hindi kami aware na ikaw pala nagsulat.
Oo nga. Sulat kami. Yung iba mga binanggit mo, Jesse, sabi ko, ah.
Siya yan. Talagang, as in, siya pala lahat to. Parang, ano sinulat nung iba? So may ganun din. Ano sinulat nung iba?
Ni-revive nila. Alam ko na, Jessie, ang una kong tatanong ngayon, visual tayo eh. Mr. Uh-oh. C, okay ba tanong? Ano yung nasa likod ninyo? Mga cassette ba yan? Or CDs ba yan? Sa inyo ba lahat yan? Ano po laman yan?
Ano, this is my life work. Puro cassettes yan. Siguro from all the way from the ground hanggang sa roof. Puro cassettes yan. Ano ibig sabihin yan? Yan yung mga trabaho ko since 1970. Kung hindi ako ang, usually yung mga nandyan, mga rehearsal tapes o yung mga na-produce ko music o nandyan yung mga music na minsan, noong time na yun kasi wala pang telepono, so meron kang cassette recorder sa tabi ng piano, baka nag-iisip ako ng bagong kanta. Ayun, yun ang ginagamit, pinipindot yun. Kasi minsan, kailangan mo i-record, no? yung music mo. Ngayon, ang ginagamit ay device na lang para pagka may naisip ka, nagda-drive ka, ayun, pindutin mo lang yung memo or yung voice ng device ng ano, ng iyong cellphone. Ayan, nare-record mo na yung melody o yung lyrics mo. Pero yan, yan, ewan ko makikita niyo yan. It's from all the way
wow.
up to the floor.
Ayan. Oh my, nagulat ako.
Wait, is that alphabetized?
Ko, oo nga. Ano ka ba? May ano ba yan? May naming convention ba yan? Naka-chronological order ba yan? Naka-spreadsheet pa?
Hindi. Alam mo, although hindi yan, ano, hindi naman, what you call this, hindi naman random yan. Ibig sabihin, nilagay ko yan, yung mga, kumbaga, yung era, kunyari, noong time na nag-rehearse ako ng isang musical, makikita mo yan, tapos puro musicals yung mga nandun sa magkakatabi sila. Or yung nung na-record namin yung Smoky Mountain, lahat ng mga studies, demos, at saka yung mga final recordings ng Smoky Mountain, nandun na sa isang, kumbaga hindi ko mapinpoint, pero alam ko, ito mula dito, 70s yan, pataas, ganun. Tapos mula dito, yung iba dito, ano na. Siyempre, I also procured a lot of cassette tapes during that time nung OPM. Karamihan dyan, OPM cassette tapes. Either binibigyan ako o karamihan na kailangan kong marinig kasi kasama sa show, pinag-aaralan ko. Ganyan. Dami yan.
Oh my God. So wait, ang galing na sir. Because some, you know, like some other artists, once they don't parang ka bang hoarder kasi you talagang you tried to as in keep all those memories even small recordings talagang ang galing nako baka mahal na yan ha in the near future diba kasi imagine mo you kept all those things priceless the tipong yan. Priceless eh? I'm sure alam niyo sir na pag may kumuha someone like alam mo, may someone borrowed this or someone took at least yung isang peraso dito sa sobrang sa ulo mo na. Ang dami kasi.
Actually, yeah. Halos lahat medyo alam ko pa kung anong laman yan.
Wow.
And if I need something, kunyari, I need this musical na Nolly. Kasi I wrote Nolly, Fidi, Ilustrado. I wrote Katie. I wrote the opera Spoliarium. I know.
Yes,
I remember we talked about that.
Yes, Kanita. Yes.
And then I wrote this. I wrote for Basil. Yung mga nabanggit mo kanina mga kanta tuwing umuulan at kapiling ka. Sometimes somewhere. Yan, mga I wrote that for Basil. Para isong parisukat, iduyan mo. And then, I don't know if you also know that I wrote for the ABS Foundation before. I wrote Sine Escuela and he Raya Manuani. So if you know the song, Ayun na sa Sine Escuela. Yung mga batang 90s, alam na alam nila yan.
Definitely, definitely.
There was a time that all the kids studying from the 90s all the way, I don't know until when, but nanonood sila ng Sine Escuela sa loob ng classroom kasi that was really made for also for classroom use by the ABS-CBN Foundation ni Ma'am Gina. So you can imagine, no? Si Gina, that's why they all know that song. Kasi naririnig nila araw-araw.
Araw-araw, yes. Parang ang LSS na yun, no? Pag naririnig mo isang ganito, parang the whole day you just wanna sing it. Pero sir, alam mo sobra, I really, nasa-shock ako sa, ano, genius, actually, kami ni Direk talagang, nag-usap kami kanina, sabi ko, alam mo, genius talaga to si Mr. C. Kasi, all the songs that you wrote are like, it became classic. Until now, kahit yung mga nasa, mga Gen Z's knows your songs. Sir, question na, I mean, ano yung process mo of like, creating or composing one music? I mean, lahat ba, and second question is, na-envision mo na that this song is gonna be a hit?
actually no one knows. Most of us, we try to write songs and we try to make sure that sana maging hit. No, we actually hope that the songs become hits, because alam nyo, the songs matter only when they are heard or really actually liked by a lot of people. And it becomes part of the, actually all our songs become part of the music literature of our country. But people will remember songs that became hits because of, yes, because of that simple reason na marami sa kanila na nagustuhan yung hits. Now, if you ask me what my process is, the process for my writing music for a long, long time, this is how I work. When I started until maybe until now, but now I have a new dimension in writing. But for a long time, maybe about 50 years, I've been in the business for 53 years.
Wow.
So for all those years, you know how I work is I have a goal and I write for that particular goal, for that particular reason. So what does that mean? Gumagawa ko ng kanta para sa pelikula kung para akmado sa pelikula. Gumagawa ko ng kanta para sa entablado. Ang goal ko ay para effective yung song para dun sa entablado for that particular palabas. For example, yung musical. That's why iba-iba yung music ko. Iba-iba yung tunog ng Spolarium. Iba yung tunog ng Can This Be Love? Or Kailan mo ba mapapansin? Yun. Yung big hit ng... So, iba yung process. No, it's the same process I use. Basta importante is yung goal. Ano ba yung gusto kong gawin? Gusto ko magkaroon ng hit song? Pipilitin ko siya maging hit song. Gusto ko manalo sa isang contest ng mga songwriting contest? Ang nakatuon yung focus ko into writing a song that will win the contest. So which means I write according to the use. That's how I write. Ano ba yung use? Ah, gagamitin sa isang concerto. Ah, gagamitin, gusto namin isang art song na parang kakantahin namin sa recital. It's classical, ganyan. So that's how I write according to how an end user will use it. For example, very simple. Mother Lily calls, Orion, gawa ka ng music for my film. Or Basil calls, baka pwede mas bata pa. Casey Tandingan, or Karen Espanto, tatawag, Mr. C, meron kayong, can you write me a song? Then, I will write a song for that person. Now, when somebody says, meron ka bang kanta sa baol? Na natatago.
So, treasure mo, yung treasure chest mo. Isa sa mga nasa likod. Baka pwedeng kunin, no? Okay.
Oo, baka pwede mong bigay sa akin. Sasabihin ko, sorry, wala akong kanta sa baul. Lahat yun, taken na, kumbaga.
Wow!
Because that's how I work. But now, I realize that belatedly, there are some songs, music, pero kung konti pa lang yun, that I have been writing not for anyone but for my pleasure. Kumbaga, ako naman, yung sige nga, susulatan ko yung sarili ko ng kahit na anong kanta, kahit na anong tema, under the sun, and ayun, gagawin ko para sarili. Pero konti pa lang yun, kasi hindi ako sanay sumunod for myself.
I really thought that, sir, yung mga the songs that you wrote, kasi parang ano eh, talagang, anong tawag dun sa Tagalog, umuukit sa puso ng
sa
lahat.
Sa puso, sa damdamin.
Kasi, sa damdamin, kasi like, for example, like yung isang favorite ko na song dito, yung Araw-Gabi, yung Maalaala Mo Kaya, actually, is my dad's favorite. So parang I thought you wrote all these songs, it was because it happened to you or you felt something that like, alam mo yung tibong tragic love na binasted ako, kailangan magsulat ako ng ganito. Yun pala,
hugot.
It depends on the mga hugot songs, yung feelings mo. Yun pala because of, it depends on how the end user needs it. Grabe, ang galing.
Actually, Jessie, yung pinag-usapan din, ano pang gusto mo yung may hugot? Ganun? Ano pang gusto mo yung parang masaya? Ano pang gusto nitong eksena na to na sa entablado? Kailangan to celebratory? O susulat ka ng celebratory kasi hindi naman pwedeng sumulat ng kahit na ano lang. Ay, hindi bagay pala sa ano. First of all, Jessie, hindi ako yung gumawa ng mga alaala mo kaya. Kasi,
hindi ba? Akala ko. Yes, okay, sorry. Okay.
That's a classic Constancio de Guzman song.
Oh.
At siguro mga 40s ginawa, 1940s. Hindi pa tayo buhay.
Oo nga. Kasi nakalagay doon. Mali talaga tong Google
yes, sir.
Na to.
Ito okay. Yung tanong ko. Yes. Diba sabi mo, Mr. C, if you make music, most of the time, of whatever the use is. So, if it is a music, a kind of music na pang commercial at gusto mong maging hit, like what you said, was there ever a time that you did a song na hindi tumiba at hindi nag-hit?
Ay, ang dami. Mas maraming hindi hits. Kasi
really?
Hindi
oh, yeah, wow!
Definitely. Kasi kami naman, lahat naman ng songwriters, ganun eh. Parang, syempre, hit and miss. Because
okay.
The final arbiter would be the audience listening. Sila yung nag-decide kung ano yung gusto nila.
True.
So,
true.
Hindi mo pipilit. So, we try our best. We try to do the work that we do. And then, we let them out into the world. Bahala sila maghanap ng destiny.
Let everyone judge it, no? Oo nga, kasi...
Kasi alam mo, parang I would imagine ha, kasi I love to sing also sa karaoke, ganyan.
Uh-oh.
Mr. C, yung parang feeling ko natin kayo sa studio and then once the song is finished or in the middle, yes, parang this is gonna be a hit kasi diba gustong-gusto mo, hindi kayo gumaganon.
So how do you handle it? Pag ano, pag it didn't, yun parang you, let's say, there's a song that you felt it in your heart na mag-hit to, tapos biglang... Ay, hindi kinagat ng anon, badlang people. So, how do you handle it?
Hindi.
Okay lang. Ganun
move
talaga,
on.
No?
Next project.
At saka, excuse me, Philippine National, ano na to, National Artist, Diyos ko Lord. Baka lahat, baka nagtataas na po ang TF nyo. Nagtaas ang TF nyo. Yes?
Matagal na mataas yung TF ko.
Ayan ang gusto ko.
Sorry. What else do we expect? Ano ba siyempre?
Exactly. Baka mas lalong tumaas. Congratulations again. Actually, I'll be honest with you. When I read it, I was like, really? I thought you've always been the national artist when it comes to music. Bakit parang late? Parang ganun, parang finally
recent
it's
lang.
Time. Recent lang, no? So, yeah. Kumusta po nung nalaman nyo?
You don't, you know, the process of choosing the national, I just found it out 5 years ago that it's very stringent, yung process of choosing the national artist. And then last year, I was able to sit down in the selection of the new batch of national artists. Sabi ko, my gosh, parang kinikilatis lahat, ganun, everything that you do. Pero ang gusto ko naman ay, at least they focus on your life work. They're not focused on any other thing, but maraming, there are 5 main important factors how they choose the national artist, and one of them is body of works.
Okay.
So, and not only body of works, but yung quality ng body of works and how it affected the national milieu. Kumbaga, yung hindi lang basta, you're not talking only of hit songs, but you're talking of how did it inspire other writers? How did it inspire younger people to aspire and write in that manner? Anyway, so hindi ko alam na ganun yun. Bahala. Ano pala yun talaga very, very stringent. So, it's not true. Not everyone pala can be a national artist. It takes maano siya.
Tedious, no? It's very tedious. Ang pag-pick nila.
Yeah. Pero yun, and I got it. And then, you know, the next year, I was even more surprised because in 2019, I was chosen to receive a Ramon Magsaysay Award. And, you know, the Ramon Magsaysay Award is more international in a way because they give it to Asian. It's like the Asian Nobel Peace Prize. But so that was even more surprising because I did not expect anything like that. And when I saw the citation, it says, for all my work in promoting Filipino music. I think it was because for quite some time, I had been an educator. So I was teaching in UP for about 2 decades, college music. And then after I left the College of Music, I handled a foundation, the San Miguel Foundation for the Performing Arts. And we did, we handled an orchestra and a big choir, a big orchestra and a big choir. And we produced a lot of Filipino music because I have been a proponent of Filipino music ever since. I was saying that the only way to keep on and keep making our culture grow is to inspire people, not only inspire, teach young people the tools on how to do it, how to write music, how to arrange, how to produce music, Filipino music. And so after that, I got into different other foundations promoting music like the PhilPop. I'm also with the Himig Handog.
Oh, and wow, then Himig Handog. Okay.
We had, you know, we had this we had a camp called the music camp. I forgot the Elements Music Camp, and we produced, you know, the camp. You know, we got 60 campers every year. That was starting from 2010. For free, we flew them all to Dumaguete, and we got mentors to not only teach what they know, but regale them with their life stories, you know, how they made it in the industry. And I'm talking about mentors like Gary Valenciano, all the big songwriters, Louis Ocampo, even sila Jay Durias, Jazz Nicolas, even sila Ebe Dancel. We're talking about sila Chito Miranda, sila Rico Blanco.
Oh my God.
All these name songwriters, we put them all together in one camp. And in after 5 days, we have 60 people graduating, giving them a certificate. They got into this camp and we teach them everything, even their rights. That's why a lot of songwriters now na galing do sa camp, of course, pagkagaling ka sa camp, you share it with your community, you share it with your friends. And I will tell you, kung sino mga illustrious graduates of that camp.
Who?
Alam niyo kung sino? Big names like Moira, big names like Ben and Ben, big names like Pyro and Yumi. I'm talking about this... ano na sila, established songwriters
and artists
na sila. Galing sila doon sa camp na yon. Imagine. But I must tell you, hindi naman dahil sa camp sila sumikat. Dahil matagal na silang marunong, nagpunta sila sa camp, na-refine yung kanilang karunungan, nagkaroon sila na mas malawak siguro na idea about songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya, when they got into the industry, nakakagulat din kasi lahat ng teachers nila, wow, naunahan pa kami nila. Imagine, nagtuturo sa kanila would be somebody like Chito Miranda or somebody like Yael ng Sandwich o si Ebe Dancel o si Gab ng Urban Dub. So, o si Jay Durias ng sites. Oh, sorry.
South Border, right?
South Border.
Wow.
Eh, di syempre, there was last year, mas malaki pa yata yung Ben and Ben kaysa all of them, no? So, so you can imagine, even Moira, mas malaki pa siya kaysa...
Exactly.
And as long as, of course, they also learned na lahat yun, merong curve, merong sisikat, merong magpa-plateau, mm-hmm. merong maaring malaos o maaring mag-iba ng direksyon. So, they understand how it works. So, lahat yung mga yan, very humble, and they know that ganun lang. It is really just part of, we're just all part of that history stream. So, we cannot hug the limelight all the time kasi lahat tayo, matanda, even our ideas, lahat ng ideas natin, tumatanda. Which is why, laging may bagong pumapasok na
exactly.
mas magaling sa'yo, mas kilala, o mas guwapo, o mas maganda. Ayun. So,
kailangan accept mo lang. Oo.
Yeah. May ups and downs, di ba?
Yeah, you know, Jekas, I would like to express that our new tag for the past maybe 5-6 years, actually we've been pushing it for a dozen years, maybe for decades. We're trying to influence, or we're trying to push songwriters to write in their own language.
Oh, so, wow. Course, one, okay.
Write in Cebuano, or if you're Ilocano, write more music in Ilocano. Why? Because you'll be able to express your songs better in your language, in the language that you are, that is second nature to you. So I'm not saying that the Filipinos in America will write in
Taglish.
They write in the language that they want because it's a more natural expression. So if you're writing in English because you've been speaking English from the start, then that's I think you should do that. But if you grew up in the province and kasi lahat tayo ang feeling natin, no, we want to make it in Manila. Ah, hindi
exactly. Uh-oh.
Oh, yun. Kasi kami nung sa Manila, we all want to make it also in the U.S.
Ganun. In the U.S., yes.
Eh ngayon, hindi na kailangan pala yun kasi yung mga K-pop, mga Koreano,
exactly, no?
They did their thing and now they're global. So,
pwede so, pala.
I know, Jesse, lahat, everyone was saying, oh, Kovadis, Pilipino, nasan ka? Hindi ba ikaw yung magaling na musiko? Hindi, kala ko ikaw yung magaling na musician. Kala ko ikaw yung magaling na singer. Wala, natalo tayo talaga ng mga Koreano.
Koreano. Yeah, you know what, sir? Question nga pala dun. Speaking of that, like, why is it like, I'm just curious about your two cents about this. Like, why do you think yung mga Korean, like, they paved the way actually for Asians, di ba? Asian community all over the world eh. So, bakit tingin mo anong meron sa K-pop world? Bakit bigla silang nag-explode? At in-embrace sila, especially sa mga taga-US.
Yeah, di ba? Nakakagulat. Well, you have to look at it, you look at the bigger picture because K-pop didn't happen overnight. Before that wave, meron pang mga nauna. The first wave of Korean exports were their industries. So, I don't know if you remember, pero ako nung 90s, uy, ganda no microwave namin. Ang tagal, tumagal siya. Samsung. And then, later on, may dumating na bagong kotse sa Pilipinas. There were nice cars. Hyundai. So,
yeah.
Can you imagine? And now, alam mo yung mga TVs, mga Samsung na TV, yung inyong device na Samsung. Well, kayo, siyempre, iPhone kayo. Paramihan kayo sa US iPhone. Pero, worldwide, kilala din yung Samsung. Of course, now, marami nang kilala mga Chinese products. But, what I'm saying is, the first, if I'm not mistaken, the first wave of our getting to know Korea was through the industries. And then later on, when they stepped on the gas to promote their culture, halos, well, I think nauna yung ano, nauna yata yung Korean films, or sabay yata sila ng Korean music and Korean films. So if you're familiar with the Hallyu movement, so you will be, you will understand. It was highly supported by the government. Yeah. Kasi,
ayan.
Sa government talaga.
Yeah, it was a strong, sabit ng gobyerno nila, hindi lang industry ang ating itutulak. Itutulak din natin ang ating kultura. So, yun.
Ang ganda na kasi. No? Oo, right. Sinabay nila, they're very, no?
They're very proud with their culture. Mm-hmm. Aabot din tayo doon. I just aabot. Think that we are, we have the treasure. We have the treasure trove. We just need, I'm not sure if we have the money. Kasi, syempre, Korea has malaki ang industries nila. So, you can see that it's almost like a first world country in Asia, if I'm not mistaken. It might be like Japan or even Singapore. Tayo, well, it says a lot about our culture also.
Yeah, yes. Uh-oh. And, correct. Nako, ang hirap na i-elaborate yun.
Ano pala kasi parang slowly worldwide domination yung Korean.
Exactly,
no?
Exactly.
Okay, pero, wait, ang gusto ko malaman, Jesse, time na ba? Ang gusto ko mag-travel back in time tayo eh.
Listen, before ka mag-travel back in time, I'm just curious, bakit hindi nyo po tinry na ano? Kasi ang galing-galing yung mag-compose eh. Sa US naman, when you were younger, hindi nyo naisip na, you know what, let me try to, you know, create music. American naman. I mean, I'm sure you had connections and all. Walang na, hindi na saging sa utak nyo. American market. Talagang nagpunta kayo sa US. You met producers and you composed songs for these big stars like Mariah Carey and Michael Jackson. Na-try niyo po yun?
Hindi, because I think that is not, that's not the usual way to do it. If you ask me, the natural way to do it is you live in that country, you go, you start working in the industry from, not necessarily from the bottom, but you have to learn how the industry works. And then you get into circles wherein mapapansin yung work mo. I will tell you, because I remember many of my friends saying that Bruno Mars, when he was still in Hawaii and he was hanging around with a lot of Filipinos, and he ganun lang, mahilig lang siya ng music at nakikikanta siya with them. And then later on in the West Coast, when he stayed there, he hang around with a lot of Filipino choristers, you know, choir singers or even singers. Mm-hmm. He hang around with, and then they knew him as someone who's, you know, mahilig sa music and pasama-sama, pakanta-kanta. What am I saying? It's imbibing the culture. You're American and you live in America, and it's very natural for you to have ideas or to percolate on artistic ideas or even creative ideas for your community first, and then maybe for the industry later if they find you. Kasi sa totoo lang, kahit na napakagaling mo, pag walang naka-discovered din naman sa iyo.
Exactly. True.
Wala din. Kasi ang dami factors, and other factor is if it's not luck, it's talent talaga, yung creativity, and to be able to stay in the industry is your personal relationships with the people.
True.
You have to know how to respect, and you have to know protocols, because hindi siya pwedeng mayabang ka lang na magaling ka. Exactly.
Well
fact,
connected dapat. Oo.
Yeah. Hindi ba kaya ano Mr. C ng TikTok followers lang na milyones?
Well, ayun na sasabihin ko, nag-iba Instagram. Na yung nag-iba yung landscape because of
social
online
media. Yes.
Social media. Eh mag-iiba pa yan kasi yung AI ang lakas-lakas ngayon masyadong.
Oh my god, yung AI.
Ay, grabe.
Ang bilis-bilis yun, no? Ng ano ng ang bilis-bilis niya na wow. Hindi kami hindi na makasakay yung mga matatanda. Ang feeling ko talaga is kayo na lang. Kayo na lang mga bata diyan sa AI kasi
grabe. Ako, no?
I want to take it slow. I want to enjoy life more. And those in the rat race, yung mga mas bata who have the energy and who have the funkiness to get into it, fine. I think it's perfect for them. AI will be it's like us when bata kami, the first time we had our hands on these commercial synthesizers, bilihan kami lahat, pagalingan kami, tunog namin ganyan. So it's the same. Hindi na namin ira kanila na yon. Ba't kami makikipit with them? I will tell you, the industry is really for the young people. I'm not saying that there's no market for older people like us, but the point is, when you say industry, you're talking of the younger generation. Yes,
the younger generation. Mm-hmm. My God. Speaking of younger generation, yun yung gustong balikan ni Jay, yes, I'm sure,
kasi
eh, no?
Kasi gusto natin yes. malaman, Mr. C, yung balikan natin yung childhood mo. We want to pick your brains and how was history in the making was done? Like, paano nabuo ang pagmamahal mo sa musika when yung kabataan mo, Mr. C?
Okay. Sige, in a nutshell, my mother was an opera singer and she taught at the University of the Philippines College of Music, and we lived inside the campus. So, lumaki ako sa loob ng campus ng UP Diliman. Yes. And so I'm an academic product. Kumbaga, lahat lang mga kaibigan namin, lahat mga kaibigan ko, lahat anak ng lumalaki ako. Lahat anak ng mga profesor from different colleges, no, who live in the same area. I lived in Area 1. Merong Area 2, 3, 4, 5, 17, ganyan sa UP. And so, lahat ng mga nando, nakapaligid sa amin, mga profesor yan. And to top it off, we lived in a, it's not a permanent structure kasi sawali lang yung, plywood lang yung aming walls. And then buti nga lang GI sheets na siya, yung roofing namin. But it was a big house. Itong mga housing dati kasi sa loob ng UP, doon nakatira yung mga ano, yung isang batalyon ng mga American maybe officers or mga soldiers. Yes, they there was a base, kumbaga, a base there inside the UP campus. Hindi ba siya UP campus noon during the war? Di syempre, wala pa naman yun kasi lumipat lang lahat yung from UP Padre Faura, lumipat lang sila sa Diliman in 1949 or 1950, after the war na, no? So, you can imagine yung mga concert hut, yung mga temporary sawali sidings na houses. Ganon, doon kami nakatira. Pero medyo malaki yung tinirhan namin. Siguro parang officer's house yun na maraming ano.
Wait, for free yun? For free ba po yun? Or your family, like, tumira kayo doon, it's because professor yung
Yes. Kumbaga, this housing was assigned to the early professors.
Housing. Lucky housing you guys. Yan. Oh, okay.
Housing. Pero siyempre, pagka wala ka na sa UP, talsik ka na rin. Hindi ka na pwede.
Oh my God. Okay. Pero sir, before we continue, parang while you're saying like lahat, parang you grew up with mga professors, anak ng professors, kung ako yun, pressure yun. Lahat sila matalino. Parang dapat ako din matalino, di ba? Parang pagalingan ng ano.
Ganun ba naramdaman niyo, Mr. C?
Ng grades, di ba? Na pataasan.
Hindi. Hindi ganun. Kasi, okay, I am going ahead of my story, pero sasabihin ko sa inyo, grades ko nung high school at saka nung nag-umpisa ako ng college. Yeah. Even in grade school and high school, pasang awa lang ako.
Oh my God!
Super, siguro ang aking, nung time na yon yung grading system sa high school, yung 100 yung perfect and then 75 yung passing. So, alam niyo yung aking grade point average nung nag-graduate ako, parang 77.8. Ganun ka bobol. Ganun kababa ang mga grades ko. Sobra, lahat ng grades ko, 75, 76, 78, 79. Hindi ako maabot ng 80, 85. Never ako naging 90 in academics. I would consider myself non-academic. In short, medyo bobo ako. In terms of, you know, like, I'm not good in
in math?
Geometry. But, I found my math later on in college. Parang feeling ko, ganun lang pala yun.
Same. Like,
it finally hit you.
No. Or after college.
Sa akin, hanggang ngayon, it never hit me.
Actually, yeah. It never hit me.
It's evading me.
Oh.
Yes, I know. Okay, let me go back growing up.
Yes.
I was very young. You know, my mother took in about 10 lady boarders. Boarding house pala yung ginawa ng nanay ko sa bahay namin. Kasi nga malaki. I told you malaki. So we had 10 lady boarders. Lahat sila music students from the Visayas. Kasi syempre, you know, and if you are from the province, maghahanap ka na matitirhan mo sa loob ng campus if you make it to the UP system in Diliman. So, eto, sampu sila, lahat sila tumutugtog ng piano, nag-aaral ng violin, tumutugtog ng flute, kumakanta. So, what can you do? Araw-araw, merong music sa tenga ho.
Sa tenga ho, yes.
Yung kumakanta, yung mga boarders, lahat sila nagkakantahan, nagtutugtugan. It was fun and naturally, na-imbibe ko siguro yung... Yun nga sinasabi ko sa inyo, kung saan ka nakatirang milyo, doon mahahasa yung iyong aspirations. Kasi that's why I'm saying na most probably, I will never make a hit song in the US if I go there because hindi ko kuha yung saktong panlasa ng American market. No? So, iba-iba naman kasi rin ang generation. So, it's an enigma. You cannot just say that you can make it anywhere because I'm big in Manila. I can be big in New York. No, I don't think so. You have to be there. You have to learn how it works. Like kayo, matagal na kayo dyan, you know how it works in the States. That's why pag tumupunta kayo na Manila, inis na inis kayo kasi, ba't ganito yung sistema dito? Ba't ang track dito? Bakit ganito yung mga police dito? Wala akong sinabi. Sinabi ko lang.
Tiyatanong ng opinion ng ibang tao. Yes.
So, anyway, ayun na. Nasabi ko na sa iyo ng Jesse. Basically, yun yung, J-Cas, yung history ko. As a child, dumakay ako, nakapaligid sa akin talaga musicians.
Yeah.
Hindi ako makakaalis doon. Nakapako na yun doon.
Nakapako na,
no? Music and you is one already.
Pero, hindi, pero I heard that you were like, you took up commerce? Accounting?
Yes, I did. Okay, ganito siya kasi. When my mother died, I was 6 years old. Sinabi niya sa tatay namin, do not allow any of the children to have a career in music, ha? Ganon. Don't make them take a music course. So, I understand because parang hanggang ngayon din naman parang sasabihin ng mga parents, alam nyo, walang kabuhayan dyan sa being a musician. Okay. I'll explain to you first why that generation of my parents really have this closed notion of not allowing any artists in the family because mahirap ang buhay ng artista. First of all, alam ng nanay ko yon kasi opera singer siya. Alam niya na wala namang career ang opera singer dito sa Pilipinas dahil wala naman nagpo-produce ng opera dito.
Yeah.
Okay. I also have to remind you that our family started and my father and my mother, they just experienced World War II. So in the Philippines, in the late 40s, 50s, Manila was rebuilding itself. Kasi hindi ba na-shell ang Manila, almost leveled to the ground. So buildings nasira, na-blanket bomb ang Manila eh. So you can imagine Manila had to be rebuilt and the Philippines had to be rebuilt. So in rebuilding your economy, ano yung pinaka-importante? Ah, you have to stop first your country or yung magpapagalaw ng country mo, kailangan muna economics. So kailangan muna ng financing. Kailangan muna ng mga tao marunong magpalago ng isang bayan. So hindi lang siya politics, kundi basically businesses, no? So you need people, you need employees to run new banks, you need employees to run new stores, new everything. So ang notion ng parents ko is you have to be an employee of a university, of a bank, hospital, or whatever. Be an employee. Because during that time, ibang-iba talaga yung panahon noon, no? The company takes care of their employees. No? Meron benefits, meron silang health benefits, hospitalization. Maraming, you know, if I work with this company, which is why a lot of people during that time, even probably your parents, they stayed with the company until they died. And then they had their pension from the company. Kasi naalagaan sila ng kumpanya. Ibang-iba na ngayon kasi it doesn't work that way now. May mga bagong new ways of thinking, new ways of running a company. And you have to understand that, which is why now when people say, why did she tell you not to take music? When sayang, tingnan mo, sana buhay siya, nakita ka niya na successful sa music.
Yes.
Of course, I say that also. But I believe in destiny and I believe in what God has planned for each of us, which is why, doon ako napunta eh, kahit anong gawin natin na iwas-iwasan yun, nag-business administration ako, nag-dito ako. Pero lahat na dumating sa buhay ko, lahat ng, for example, nagkaroon ako ng chance na maging trainee sa Philippine Madrigal Singers. Nagkaroon ako ng chance na maging pianista ng isang bank choir. Alam niyo mula kasi nung high school, nakita ko na naghihirap yung tatay ko. Sabi ko, apat kami magkapatid. Alam niyo na grade school pa lang, grade 3, hindi na kami makabili ng textbook ko. So alam ko, ako lang sudyante doon sa class naman. Buti nga sa UP Elementary ako nag-aaral. Ibig sabihin noon, hindi kami talaga nagbabayad ng tuition fee kasi
thank God,
parang ano yun eh, parang dahil faculty ng university yung nanay ko, privilege na yung mga anak makapag-aral ng libre. Libre ako sa elementary, sa high school. Maliit lang yung binabayaran namin, parang lab works, ganito, etc. Maliit. So, you can imagine na nawala yung trend of thought ko.
yung textbook, hindi yung makabili.
Yung mga textbook. Yes.
So, you can imagine, ako lang yung walang libro. So,
wow.
I felt so bad. You know, from then on until high school, wala akong inisip kundi maghahanap ako ng trabaho, kahit anong trabaho habang kaya para matulungan ako yung tatay ko at saka yung pamilya ko.
Okay.
That's why, you know, when I was 15 years old, 14 years old, I joined the National Painting Contest. Wala naman ako alam sa painting. I mean...
para makaahon.
Very resourceful. Okay.
You know, in 1969, I even auditioned as a radio announcer for ABS-CBN. I think DZMM pa siguro yun.
Wow.
Yeah. I did, you know, and I it was a very great experience because ang haba ng pila, tapos lima-lima lang kayo papasok doon. So, tapos meron nag-audition sa'yo, meron tao doon sa booth. Siya yung nagsasabi na, okay, thank you, next, ganon. So first time ako naka-experience doon, I was 15 years old and I was practicing at home. I was practicing putting down my voice at 15 years old and reading anything I could read so I can how to modulate the voice, you know. And then ito pala yan, yung first page, so sabi ng ano sa akin, oh, can you read the first page? It was a news account. So happening now in blah 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 or something, news. Alam nyo, pagka nag-audition ng ganyan, usually mga first two sentences pa lang, titigilin ka na nung ano, nag-audition, sasabihin, thank you, maraming salamat, thank you for coming, next, ganon. So, maraming nasa harapan ko na ganon, na hindi na natatapos yung page. Ako natapos ko yung page. Like, oh, wow.
Galing!
Tapos ko yung page. Tapos? Na, page yun, parang newscaster ang dating. Sabi niya, can you please turn to the next page? Tingnan ko yung next page. It was an announcement for a new film. Coming soon to Manila, the new starring Yul... Hindi ko alam paano pronounce yung pangalan ni Yul Brynner or Yul Brynner.
Oh, yeah.
So, starring Yul Brynner in The King and I. Ayun, kasi na-confuse ako. Piyok ako ng piyok. Sabi nung ano, nag-audition sa akin. At tapos ko naman yung ano, announcement. Sabi nung nag-audition. Hello. Cipriano kasi yung pangalan ko eh. Sabi niya, how old are you, Cipriano? Sabi ko, I'm 15 years old. Oh, sabi niya ganon. Can you come back when you're 18 years old? Sabi niya ganon.
Oh my God!
But definitely, hindi naman nila kukunin, ano, kasi 15 years old na ako. So, anyway, yan
sana pineke mo.
Uy, eto nga, eto yung kwento.
Oh, okay, game.
Next year, nag-audition ako as a pianist for a choir sa isang institution, isang bangko sa Makati. They were looking for a pianist. Ang kapal ng apog ko, ito yung gusto ko ikwento sa mga bata, eh, kailangan makapal talaga yung mukha nyo. Yaan nyo magkamali kayo. Yaan nyo na ma-reject kayo. It doesn't matter. It's an experience that you have to learn. You don't have to win all the time. You need to just experience it. As a matter of fact, yun ang pinasok ko doon. Dahil nga, isa lang yung goal ko. I really wanted to help my dad. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I'm gonna try to work in any capacity I can as long as I'm prepared for it. You know, it's true. At 15, I came prepared. I don't know how it happened. It's a long story also. I was able to... Remember, I told you that we had lady boarders in the house. So yes. When we had to transfer to another house because my mother died and we had to leave the house kasi hindi na siya faculty, we brought with us a box of, I don't know what was in the box before, but nung na-transfer kami, binuksan ko, nakita ko puro pyesa ng piano iniwan ng mga boarders namin. From about 9 years old until about 12, 13, 14, all I did in the afternoon, kasi wala rin naman akong pera maglakwatsa, wala naman ako pupuntahan. So nasa bahay lang ako after school or during summer, walang choice, sa bahay lang ako. Iniwan ng nanay ko yung piano niya, kasi syempre nung namatay na siya, yun, parang heirloom na lang siya. pinag-aralan ko yung mga piyesa, pinagtiyagaan ko yan unti-unti. So I started with pieces that I could play, like grade 1, grade 2 pieces, tapos hanggang sa umabot ako sa mga fugues, sa mga sonatas ni Beethoven.
Wow!
Umabot ako doon. Siyempre, wala akong technique. Hindi siguro maganda masyado yung aking finger technique. Siguro hindi magaling yung tones ko. But I could play and I could try to imagine kung nakasulat forte, di malakas. Kung nakasulat piano, di mahina. On my own, I learned.
And wala po talagang nag-guide sa inyo kahit ni isa on how it is?
And I will tell you, no, 4 years old ako, syempre nag-aaral ako ng piano kasi nanay ko nga, So kung hindi yung borders na nagtuturo, I only learned yung formal at 4 years old, yung formal na nag-recital ka. Pero ano ba naman tutugtog na 4 years old, Eddie? Yung tutugtog na 4 years old.
ABC, happy birthday, mga ganon. Yes, Mary had a little lamb.
So anything that I remembered before. But you know, my older sister, medyo mas marunong siya talaga mag-piano kaysa akin. She could play simple pieces. Siya yung, habang nagtutugtog ako nung bata ako, nung pinag-aaralan ko, siya yung tipong, hindi na, never siya umupo beside me to tell me, oh, ito yan, ganito yan, ganyan, ganyan. Hindi. Nasa kwarto siya, sisigaw siya, masyado mabagal yung tugtog mo.
Oh.
Dapat F sharp, mali. Dapat, nasa garden siya, kunyari maliit na garden doon, nag-water siya ng plants. Uy, mali yun. Dapat ganito yung chord. Ganito, oh, ganyan, ganyan.
Okay.
Ganun lang. Meron naririnig from the bus yung sister ko. So, I prepared, without knowing, I was prepared to play anything in front of me. Kasi sa kababasa ko, nasanay ako magbasa ng nota. So, kahit ano ilagay mo sa harapan ko, babasahin ko, tutugtugin ko on sight, at sight. So nagulat sa akin, nag-audition sa akin at 15 years old, in-audition ako mag-piano for a choir. Eh, buti na lang, choir accompaniment siya. Hindi siya ganun, hindi naman siya solo piano, no? Kaya medyo mas, parang feeling ko, hindi siya ganun siya kahirap.
Kahirap.
But I could play. Gulat yung conductor kasi tinugtog ko. Pagtingin ko, tinugtog ko, ganyan-ganyan. Wow. Yung sinabi mo kanina, sana sinabi ko na hindi ako 15.
Yeah.
Yun. Sinabi ko, 18
ayun
ako.
Ayun na. Natuto na.
Natuto na dun sa experience na yun. Buti na lang pala.
Minsan talaga, you need to fake it till you make it.
Till you make it. And then, you need to experience it first, right? Na aga pa. Then you'll realize na, oh, okay, that's the reason why
teka
I
muna,
have to
ha?
Experience that so I can lie in the deep.
Eh, kasi, kailangan mo ng ano yun, maahon sa hirap. Kailangan mo magantay ka pa hanggang 18. Hindi na.
Hindi na. Para-paraan na lang. Oh my
wow.
God. Grabe. Alam, bakit ayaw niyong gawing ano to? A book about your life. Masyadong pang MMK ang life mo, sir. Yes.
Actually, kasama na yan sa project ng kasama din sa project ng ano yon ng national artist would be I have to put up I have there's somebody writing a book on my life. So actually there are two of them. One is a historian, so he's writing a more formal biography. The other is a another writer, and she wants to take it in a different angle, but eventually you'll know about it. So anyway, just to round off that story, I got the job and okay. I was able to make my way to college and I was able to help in the family. And dahil nga, I was ready for it and I opened up into a new world. It didn't really matter if I was taking up accounting. Kasi I became a musician anyway.
Yes, exactly.
And along the way, doing all this music, I met Senator Laurel, and he knew I was good at this. I was working with his son, Victor Laurel. you know, they offered me a scholarship in music. So I took it and I went home to my dad. I was 18 years old and I said, Dad, I've been offered a scholarship in full scholarship in the College of Music and music. And so I'm going to music. I'm going to take up music formally. And then my dad only asked, well, how old are you now? 18, I said. And he said, you're old enough to decide for yourself. From then on, musician ako. I graduated. I went to college. I graduated. And then I didn't stop doing all the music stuff I did.
Ano yung first, ano po, kinompose nyo na sumika talaga? And you parang, ano mo, parang trophy mo na, yes, I made it.
Big trophy yung kaganda na ating musika.
Yes, definitely.
That was done in 77. But at the same time I was doing kaganda na ating musika, I also wrote Paraisong Parisukat. It was for a film. Entitled, yun, Maskip Maluwang Paraisong Parisukat. And Basil sang it. But in the film, it was Christopher De Leon who sang it. No? So, wow. I don't know if you're familiar with that song, but Paraisong Parisukat became a mild hit in Manila then. A lot of people still know the song.
Pero sir, ito so, oo. At, nako, sabi mo, saglit lang. Ang dami na ba pa namin. Ang sarap-sarap magkwentuhan. Pero sir, saglit. Wait, mabilis lang, sir. So, paano ka napunta? Kasi syempre, okay, you graduated music, right? Paano ka biglang naging Ryan Kayabe? How did you get into the industry?
The mainstream. Oh,
the mainstream.
Mabilis, I was telling you that, so, I was an arranger. How do I say this? So I was playing piano in a choir, and I was making tambay at the UP College of Music. You know, I'm from the UP Business Administration College, but I would walk to the UP College of Music all the time to make tambay because I made a lot of friends from there. And I liked the place because musicians yon, ang sayang ingay nung college.
Yes.
Kantahan, tugtugan. Sabi ko, this is paradise for me. But anyway, I met a lot of friends there. So I met Nonong Pedero there. And then Nonong Pedero was a jingle writer and a composer. He wrote the song, Narito Ako, Na-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra.
Wow. He wrote okay. That song.
And he also wrote songs for Lia Navarro, Boy, Mga Suyap Mo'y Malabing. Anyway, he asked me to arrange for his jingles. So I got into that. And then I started working with Jomari Chan. He asked me to write arrangements for his song. So I started in the industry as an arranger. So Tilita met me in another television show and she asked me, can you arrange for me? And I arranged for her songs, the songs that she would use for shows, no? So, you know, from 1970 all the way to 1976-77, people knew me as a pianist arranger in the industry. So if I was not playing for somebody, like the Ambivalent Crowd or the New Minstrels, I was playing for Kohoy Laurel, and then Rita would ask me to play for her. And then later on, nakilala ko si Basil Valdez, si Celeste Legazpi. They asked me to be their musical director. Yun, it started that way, unti-unti. And then, something happened. Sabi ko, I was arranger for songs of this person and that person. And eventually, na-realize ko, gusto ko mag-compose. You know, when I started writing probably in 1974, but people only asked me to write for television, either a song for TV musical or a song for TV theme na awards night, yung mga ganun, production numbers, hindi siya worthy of recording kasi hindi, what I mean is hindi siya commercial recording.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So eventually later on, I joined the contest. In 1976, I joined a World Popular Music Festival. I sang my song. I got third prize. It's wow. called Isang Awit. And then I learned the lesson. Sabi ko, nako, next time, if I'm going to join a contest, I'm not going to sing it kasi I'm not the best interpreter for my songs. Oh. The best interpreter for a song would be a professional singer. So the next year when the first Metro Pop Song Festival was introduced, sumali ako. And then, nung nakapasok ako sa finals, I decided I was going to get a professional singer. Because, di ba, I told you, I write because I want to win. Kunyari, I write a song for a contest, then you have to aim to win for that contest. Yes. Why would you join a contest if you're not going to win? It's a contest. So it's the same thing about why will I not write a commercial song if it's not going to be a big hit? You know, ganun lagi yung isip ko. Why would I write?
May purpose and goal.
There's a goal. Yeah. There's an end goal. No? So lagi yung tinatanong, eh, ba't ako susulat ng ganito? Ba't ganito yung style or whatever? Anyway, I decided I also want to write music. So that year, nagkataon, I got involved with Gem Records. And in Gem Records, nandun si Haji Alejandro. And so the people there said, why don't you use Haji to sing your song Kay Ganda Na Ating Musika? That made it bigger. You know, meaning bigger, meaning had more chances of winning because you have a popular singer and you have, you know, you have that song and then ang kumanta, very popular. At the time, Haji was the kilabot na mga...
Mga kolehiyala, di ba?
Ayun siya, no? So you can imagine, nanalo siya sa 1978, first Metro Popular, Manila Popular Music Festival. Pinadala kami sa Korea in 1978 sa Seoul. Nanalo kami ng grand prize ni Haji sa first Seoul Korea Song Festival. So, ang dami ko nakilala mga Koreano noon pa pala.
Oo nga, sana pala, no?
kayo pala nauna nakadiscover ng ano, galing nila.
Galing! Pero, tinan mo, Sarah, minsan yung mga ganyan, kakatambay mo, di ba? Yung mga akala mo, yung pala, meron pala siyang, ang tawag, no? Yung mga networking na yan, may kahinat na, no?
Akala ko, sir, yung mahilig kayo tumambay no, sa business administration.
Actually, I want to say that, sa mga babae. siguro sa mga babae to.
Ito nga, sasabihin mo yung mga tambay. O, hindi ba gano'n din si Bruno Mars? Tumatambay lang siya kasama ng mga Pinoy eh. Tapos eventually, yun, doon siya napunta, doon sa music. Ayun pala yung gusto niya talaga, maging musiko, pero hindi niya alam kung paano i-express. Anyway, yun.
Ang galing, grabe.
Wow.
Sobra, alam mo sir, bago tayo mag-end, I know kailangan mong, kasi ano daw siya ni Mrs. eh, no? Driver siya today ni Mrs. Eh.
Musical director po siya, pero driver po ni Mrs. ngayon.
Sir, mabilis nga, bago tayo mag-end, paano mo na-meet si Mrs.?
Estudyante ko siya.
Oh my God! Uy, student UB. Killer!
UB Vanish for Music. So, first year ako nagturo kasi in-invite ako ng College of Music. Can you start as a lecturer in the UP College of Music? So, I took it. First year ko as a lecturer, second year na ng wife ko. So, tama-tama kasi yung na-assign sa akin na class basically was their class. Although she was not enrolled in my class. She went to another section. But naging barkada ko siya muna. We were, marami kami. Siguro mga 5-6. We ate lunch together. Ganyan. Until later napansin ko, oy, yung mga kasama namin, hindi na sila sumasama. Dalawa na lang kami.
Obvious.
Binayaran niya tayo para ututin yung mga gas.
Nilibre ko na kayo.
Hanggang kayong dalawa na lang.
Hindi, pinadala ko na sila ng pagkain nila. Doon na lang kayo gumawa.
My prime, kami na muna para kami na lang date na to date in kumbaga hindi siya aware my date na kami.
Ano yung, sir, ano yung kinantahan nyo? Nag-play kayo ng musical instrument?
First of all, kasi musician siya, musician ako. So we got, you know, we enjoyed watching movies. Kasi yung, ito nga, when we watch movies, kasama yung buong klase. Kasi it was like lecturing them on ano yung hinahanap nyo dyan. Ano. Tapos either yung elements of music, sige nga, anong instrumento yung tumutugtog dyan ngayon sa ano movies. Ha? So it was both entertaining and educational at the same time. Kasi I believe that life experiences are also very important for your education. Kasi mas nakikita mo yung application. So hindi na ka nag-aaral ng theory. Yung, parang ina-apply yun sa tunay na buhay. So, dinadala ko sila sa mga ganong milieu. So tinatanong nyo, ano pa yung... Well, we both love to eat. And my wife, yung mother, well, they're Kapampangan. Yung mother niya, ang sarap magluto. So, ang niloloko nga ako kasi kinakain ko lagi yung baon niya. So, hindi, actually, binabigay niya sa akin yung baon niya kasi sabi niya, araw, kasi lagi ito yung lagi yung baon ko, kaya yun na lang ganun. Tapos eventually, sabi ng mga iba, oy, may ayun palang ginawa niya, nilagyan niya ng gayuma yung
pagkain. Kaya palabas na yun. Yes!
Well, syempre, during that time, mas shock, wow. Yung teacher, ano, they got together. Pero hindi ako lumiligaw sa school. Hindi naman at all.
Napatago.
eventually, nung nag-graduate siya, saka lang naman ako, ano, nag-advance to the, ano.
Ayan, linawin po natin. Ayan. Hindi po sa labas ko, nasa labas po ng gate.
Yes. Yung nagtatago muna kayo sa mga kay Manong na nagtitinda ng mangga o
silip-silip doon. Oh, ayan.
Or doon sa mga manong ng fishball or sa betero. My God, alam mo, dami-dami pa rin magkwentuhan sa akin.
Ay, okay. Bago kayo malis, very important na masabi ko sa inyo na I wrote 2 songs for my wife on her last birthday as a single woman. Kasi nung year na yon, kinasal kami ng December. So I wrote 2 songs for her. And the first song, I said, oh, who do you want? Sinong gusto mong kumanta nito, mag-record? Sabi niya, eto, itong singer na to. Itong isa, sinong gusto mo, etong singer na to. Nung time na yon, ang popular was 1985. Gary and Martin. So sabi niya, ay, ito si Gary kakanta. Gusto ko si Gary. Ito si, ano, sana si Martin kakanta. So when I told Martin if they wanted to sing, well, you go to the managers first or their producers. And unfortunately, their producers, they had, sabi nga nun, katatapos lang ng CD. So if we're gonna do that, siguro next CD na, next year, ganyan. Eh gusto ko na siyang ma-record. So I asked Basil to sing one. Umuo siya. And I asked Nonoy Suniga to sing another one. Umuo din siya. Alam niyo yung kanta? Kay Basil napunta yung ikaw ang tunay na ligaya. Kay Nonoy Zuniga, ang pinakanta ko sa kanya, this was the second song na gift ko kay Mrs. Kayabyab, to the former Mrs. Kayabyab. The song I gave to Nonoy and he recorded it was Araw Gabi Nasa Isip Ka.
Wow.
Nalimutan ko na yung lyrics.
Napapanaginip ka.
Napapanaginip ka. Kahit araw, gabi, wow. Yun, those were the 2 songs I wrote for her before
we dahil kay Mrs. to mga classics na to.
Pero oh my God, sir, imagine mo si Gary, si Sir Gary, kasi we had interviewed with Sir Gary Barinciano na rin.
Yes.
Sir Martin, I'm sure nung time na yun na pag ganun sila, sayang sana pala umuod na kami kaagad.
No, but eventually I wrote a song for them. So Martin, I wrote Once Upon a Life. Da 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 da. Ay, sorry, sigari yon.
Yes.
Once upon a life, we saw tomorrow, that's the day, and we are one again. And da 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 da. Yes. And then for Martin, I wrote, how can I feel right when you're not by my side?
Oh my God, nakakaiyak
yung
song na yan.
Yun yung song na I wrote for Martin.
Oh,
mga first songs
sa nila. Question, wow. Meron ka na bang naisulat nung nabasted ka? Or yung talagang may heartache? I'm curious ako kung ano yun.
Kasi noong time na yun, hindi pa ako masyadong nagsusulat ng music. But, ito nga nakakatawa. I will tell you, it's true pala that you write, yung when you write with inspiration, ewan ko, siguro lumalabas pala talaga yung nararamdaman mo sa iyong sinusulat. Kaya yung tinanong mo, nabasted ka ba? Totoo yan eh. You write really extremely nice music when you're very happy or you're very sad. It brings out something inside you that when you write, you... lumalabas siya. So, totoo yun. We need inspiration in life. And I'm very happy to say that my wife has been my inspiration ever since. Now, I have two kids. And my kids are also musicians. You know, we didn't force them to be musicians. Biglang yun talaga yung gusto nila. Wala kang magagawa. So,
oh, wow.
Eh, kasi po, napapalubutan po sila ng music.
Exactly, ganun nga. Right.
Swerte. Alam mo, sa totoo lang ha, sobra akong nabilib, tsaka na-inspire sa'yo. Kasi I thought like, you came from an affluent family, na sobrang, syempre, UP, nababasa namin yan. UP, so we thought like, oh my God, you're like cum laude, you're like salutatorian, valedictorian, nung when you were like kindergarten. Pero nung, sa totoo lang, yung mga ngayon palang nakakapanood, nagulat ako dun kasi I can relate eh. Kaming lahat, natipo kami tatlo dito. Na,
pwede pala ganun, no, Jessie?
Kasi nung time na yun, kaya para sa mga ano, malaking ano to, sir, ha? Talagang ano to, maraming batang, at saka parents, especially parents na, this is a wake-up call too. Kasi kami, we were brought up na, pag ang grades mo, pati ako sa anak ko ganun eh, pag ang grade mo parang B plus or na 75, 78, 80, ganun. Oh my God, tapos magagalit ka, you have to make sure, iniisip mo parang you want to compare your son to your mga pamangkin, mga kapitbahay, kasi nga, ano ba yan, bobo. Pero hindi pala, no? Pwede ka palang hindi ka at academic na hindi naman sabihin mong matali, parang hindi, you're not good in terms of academic, taking exams, pero, but you can excel in some other ways. Look at Sir Ryan Cayo, naging professor pa, naging lahat na, and now national artist ng Pilipinas. Di ba, can you believe, sabi mo, sir, 75, hindi nga ako umaabot ng 80. I swear, kinilabu.
May pag-asa pa tayo, Jessie.
Nang 80, sabi ko nga, oh my God, so nung bata pala ako, okay lang. Kasi yung daddy ko, ginaganito ako lagi. Hindi rin kasi ako mahilig mag-aral. Gumagano yung daddy ko. Hayaan mo na, yung pagiging madaldal mo, yung pagiging networker mo, hindi tawag niya, lakwatsera mo, ganyan, yung mga kachika-chika mo. Sabi ng daddy ko, balang araw masusurpass mo rin yung mga yan. Yung mga yan, next time, sila mangungutang sa'yo. Yung mga nagjo-joke yung dad ko, gamitin mo yan yung kadaldalan mo. Pwede pala yun. Tamo si sir. Guys, ang galing. Totoo yan, kasi may mga kilala po ako, sir. Ang dami kong kakilala na sobrang galing talaga nung high school, college. Ayaw pa nga magpakopya. Sila pa'y nagagano. Pero, sir, nung graduate at lahat, sabi ng daddy ko kasi lagi na sinasabi na, anak, don't worry. Pagka-graduate mo, the race of life will start. Kung hindi ka madiskarte, walang mangyari sa buhay mo. And it happened. I've seen everyone. It happened. Grabe. Don't take it from Sir Ryan Cayobyab. Grabe. Ang galing. E mga national. So pwede pala tayo maging national artist yung mga anak natin kahit hindi magaling.
Oo. Diba? Wala nga nag-guide kay, ano eh, kay Mr. C. Itin mo, oh. Determination lang ngayon, ha?
Determination.
Basahin mo ba naman yung mga nota? Diba? Oh. Saka,
bastos, diba mga, bastos yan.
No, musical notes. Diba yung mga pyesa?
Ito talaga.
Diba? Oo. Ang hirap nun, ha?
My diba? God. Sir, alam mo, promise, sir, pagpunta nyo dito sa New York, ha, pag merong kayong concert or anything, sana pa-picture lang kami. Slibre namin kayo
we'll
kahit saan nyo gusto
dinner,
kumain.
Mr. C.
Please, sige.
Of course, take me to Kat's delicatessen.
Deli?
Oh my God!
Oh my God, favorite namin yun! Ay, sir, promise.
The last time, parang hindi ako nakapunta kasi masyadong busy. Eh, sabi ko, every time I go to New York, I really have to go and get my...
pastrami?
My pastrami is so good.
Ako, naglalaway ako sa pastrami pag naalala ko.
Sir, pag umuwi ako ha, ito, pag umuwi ako, promise, i-hand carry ko yung pastrami. Mag-hand carry ako ng tatlo para sa'yo kasi mabigat yun, medyo mabigat. Promise yan, dadalhan
oy,
kita ng pastrami.
Hindi ka pwede mag-hand carry ng, ano, ng karne and kahit luto.
Hindi ba?
Kailangan ibalot mo siya talaga in...
Sige, babalot ko na lang. 26 hours lang naman yun eh.
Buhay pa yun pagdating dyan, sir.
Buhay pa yun, sir. Ikaw naman, no?
Pastrami pa rin siya.
Pastrami pa rin.
No, what I mean is baka i-confiscate nila.
Hindi, sir, sa totoo lang, ang fishballs nga eh, in and out namin dito.
Napapalusot niyan.
Pastrami pa kaya?
Oh my God.
Okay.
Nagutom na ako.
Babantayan ka na, Jessie. Babantayan ka na.
Oo nga ako. Patay. O, hindi lang ako marami ha. Sabi ka na. Binukeli ang buong bayan. Oh my God, sir. Maraming. Sobrang nag-enjoy
Thank
talaga
you very
kami.
Much, Mr. C.
Bitin. Oo. Grabe. I hope nag-enjoy kayong lahat. Sobra, sir. Pag umuwi ako ng Pilipinas, promise ko yan. At pag pumunta kayo dito, yun ang unang-una namin. Dahil pick upin namin kayo. Kahit mahaba pila, pipila kami para sa'yo. Para sa pastrami mo.
Pipila din ako kasi alam sige. Ko, gumagalaw siya eh. Hindi naman siya stagnant. Eh.
Yes.
Agad ang pila.
Okay lang. Diyos ko, parang bukas gusto kong mag-lunch doon. Sige, dahil sa... Pag-picture ako, hi, Sir Ryan!
Ininggit pa
eh, no? Thank you so much, sir. Sir, last message mo sa lahat, especially yung mga sa lahat ng mga nag-idolize sa'yo, especially yung mga aspiring people that they wanna hone their knowledge when it comes to music and feeling nila parang ano ba yan ang bobo-bobo ko pero ano kaya mangyari sa buhay ko. Ayan ang perfect example si Mr. Ryan Cayabia. Sir, message naman
and,
for everyone.
And after po, mag-promote na rin po kayo ng mga
yes,
project
po kayo ng projects ninyo.
Oh, actually, all you need to do is huwag kayong matakot. Kailan okay lang makapal ang mukha ninyo. Lagi ko sinasabi sa mga estudyante ko, wala kayong hindi kayo aabot kung hindi kayo mausisa, kung hindi makapal yung mukha nyo. Magtanong kayo kung hindi nyo alam dahil napaka-importante yun. Huwag nyo ina-assume lagi na alam nyo na lahat. At saka isa pa, laging may mas magaling sa'yo kaya hindi ka naman pwede magpayabang. Dahil laging may mas bata, may mas matalino, mas mahusay. Pero yun na nga, kanya-kanya tayo ng talento. Hindi naman kailangan lahat matalino sa pag-aaral. Meron kang iyong binigay sa'yo ng natatanging talento. Bawat isa sa atin, yan, binigay sa atin ng may kapal. So, the earlier you discover that your talent, the better it will be for you in your future because you will know what to do with it. So, maaga pa lang, medyo manmanan mo na ako ano yung dito yung gusto ko, dito ako magaling, mabusisi ako, ito yung pwede kong gawin. Now, sa totoo lang, ang gusto ko lang sabihin sa inyo, please be kind to everyone. Most importantly, kailangan mabait, kailangan
yes.
Kind. Kindness is very important. So, while I'm here, you're giving me the platform. Meron na kaming concert ng Ryan Cabiab Singers sa Singapore. Yung mga nasa TFC dyan at sa Singapore, meron kaming concert sa Esplanade sa Concert Hall ng June 28 at 8 p.m. Tickets are already available. And we're hoping to return to the U.S. kasi we did a U.S. tour in 2015, 16, 17, 18, and 19. 2020, hindi na 2021, 22, 23. Nag-uumpisa pa lang. So hopefully next year, baka makita ko kayo dyan. And dahil sisingiling ko si Jessie tsaka si Jace.
Jcast.
Nang Cats.
Cats Deli. Promise na.
Ako, ano pa bang gusto nyo?
Diyos ko, lahat na. Nako, promise.
Yun na muna.
Uy, sir, sabi ni Jill, yung friend namin, sabi niya, pwedeng magdala, Gops ang, are allowed to bring food. I think pwede. Pwedeng mag-hand carry, I think. Oo, tapos egg salad. Oo, sige, egg salad.
Egg salad sa Cats. Masarap din yun, Mr. C.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes, yes. You know that I also like eating egg salad sandwich.
Ayan.
Nag-agree
tayo lahat dyan.
Basta my God, pagkain. Maraming salamat, sir. Sir, okay, pakisabi kay Mrs. Kayabyan, pasensya na 15 minutes late, ha? Sige. Ang national artist po ngayon ay magiging designated driver. Yes.
Oh, mag-last toast lang muna tayo,
yes,
sir.
Yes, maraming salamat po. Yes.
Thank you, TFC subscribers and sa FYE Channel Communizens. Mga kaogat, amidst the challenges of life, let's still find ways to be happy. Let's all talk about it
over a glass or two.
Mr. C, love you. Thank you
we
so
love
much.
You. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.